We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me sit down because you're going to take notes. And I want to begin with a scripture in Matthew's 4. Matthew's 4. Now, when I say this, you're going to believe you're right equal with me. And you're not going to dig in it enough, so I'm going to have to ponder and go over and over again. But the Lord spoke to me about knowing how to hear the voice of help. He didn't say the word of help. He said the voice of help. In other words, beyond the written word, beyond the spoken word, is a word called a Rhema word. And that word can only come through the voice. You hearing God's voice for yourself. So we're talking about now an area that we have not been in. We've been talking about the voice of healing. I remember some 20, 30 years ago, I heard him teach about the voice of healing. I didn't see him go in this area I'm going in tonight, because hearing the word and hearing the voice is not the same thing. See, hearing the word, words can come out of my mouth, but if you don't hear the voice of God, it won't become alive to you. Look at Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the prophet. The pastor? Listen to this now, because you can't switch from hearing the word to hearing the voice if the person ministering to you is not anointed. You can get a lot of information, but the spirit has to be over this setting for you to be able to hear God yourself. You have to get in the spirit. So we're not talking about, I don't want you leaving here knowing how to hear the word of help. No, knowing how to hear the voice of help. All right, now, let's get another scripture to help us along this line before I start telling you some things. Go to John 6:63 now. John 6:63. The Lord want to train the body of Christ how to hear the voice of help. We've been taught some on hearing the voice of healing. And what's going to transpire, listen to this very carefully. Health, resurrection through revelation. Health, resurrection through revelation. Because you're not capable, you're not hearing revelation if you're not hearing God's voice. Now, we can quote scripture. I'm not talking about quoting scripture. I'm talking about the scripture become the voice of God to you. Erase all fear, erase all doubt, erase every picture that this world put before you about you can't go there and you can't have that. When you hear God's voice, it erase every doubt, every fear, every trap, every satanic blockage. It erase it. And my brothers and sisters, what's sad about it, many Christians have never had the opportunity to walk in that type of revelation and type of ram of word. Now, John, what we're looking at now, John 6:63, that's it right there. Look at it. It is the spirit that quickened it. Now, within the context of God's word, when God's word become a voice to you, it brings a twofold manifestation, spirit and life. Yes, sir. Spirit and life, which consists of the supernatural. All miracles, signs, and wonders, and all the supernatural thing that happened comes in it. Once you hear God's voice, once you get a word turn into a voice, particularly to you, is yours. You become beyond excited because a lot of, for lack of a better word, execution start taking place in your life. You're not just excited, but you manifest it. And so I believe that the body of Christ, when they hear this message, is prophetical. I said, all my years, I never heard this message. I heard it from God. You begin where your health becomes so real to you with a sick body. And the reality of, oh my goodness, the reality of the health be so real, your body got to change. See, to somewhat, my brothers and sisters, our bodies are in control. And it wasn't designed to be in control. You follow what I'm saying? So tonight, God's going to give you the power to overrule your body. Your body no longer going to tell you what to do. But you're going to walk in the Spirit telling your body what to do. With a hearing God's voice anointed. Write that down. A hearing God's voice anointed. Now this is a powerful voice to explain it, but it's going to have many more. Here in John 6:63, Jesus speaking says the Spirit that quickened it, right? So he didn't say reading the Bible quickened it. He said the flesh profits nothing. Now look at the end of this verse. The words that I speak unto you. Let that sound out. Unto you. They are spirit and they are life. Now, I told you health resurrection through revelation, right? Hearing the voice of health personally, that's very important. Knowing how to hear the voice of health. All right. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, and I'll begin to give you some principles. Oh my Lord, I got to do that first. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, and the Lord want to prepare you for it, for what's about to happen in your life. You hear?
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Just turn to Galatians chapter 2, and I'm going to say some things. Take as much note as you can. Stepping into the revelation of how to turn held words into a held voice to you by the anointed. Turning held words into a held voice. Turning held words into a held voice. In other words, that word come off the pages and come alive in you personally. Eradicating doubt, removing fear, and exposing every lie. Every lie that ever been told you about your health. When you get a rhema word from God, which is spirit and life, you're going to operate, oh my, he just told me something. You're going to operate in a rhema faith.
Wow, come on.
Whoa, live faith. Not a pretense, not something you got to confess 95 times. Something you convinced of the first time. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
It's time for the health covenant to be resurrected in the church. It's time for the health covenant. It's there. It's a covenant made that we're supposed to walk in health, and it's already been provided for. But it's time for it to resurrect in the church. The body of Christ should have the health seal on their line to entice people to come to Jesus. Why are you so healthy? I got a secret. So what's going to happen? A lot of people will come to the body of Christ, get saved because of your help. All right, now take note of this. To hear the voice of help is personal and powerful. To hear the voice of help is personal. It's a personal word. It's a personal voice. And once that voice come intact, you become powerful in your health and when you speak to somebody else about health. I wrote this. Your time has come. Your faith is ready to pay off. And the reason why, now listen to me very carefully, the reason why you're now going deeper into the presence of God. You're not just hearing a word now. You're going to begin to hear his voice speaking personally to you. And yet tonight it's going to happen. See, we're going to stop making adjustment and make changes. Change, you're going to change your world. Change your health world. Just keep listening. Doubt and fear will be shut down tonight. When you receive your rhema word, which is God speaking to you about your health. God speaking to you about your health. And he said to this, he that has ears to hear is speaking about the word of God becoming the voice of God speaking to you. Now, some of y'all have been praying a long time for a certain ailment in your body, but you're about to jump out of it. What happens when God's voice gets in your mind and mouth? I'll tell you what happened in Romans 8:28. Look at it right quick. You've got to turn back to Galatians, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to the purpose. Yep. You walk in that revelation. So this is a profound prophetic revelation to the children of God. You listening? All right, once you begin to hear the voice of help, what I say? Personally. The doors of help will begin to open. Now, you have a lot of scriptures on health already. I say you have a lot of scriptures. See, how can I say this to you? The voice going to deal with your situation. Yes, sir. The voice going to describe insight on how you handle your situation. Because it's personal. Yes, sir. See, In other words, God's voice become personal to you. I believe he knows everything you're going through. And I do believe he has a solution. So why do we have to wait so long? When now we can concentrate on spending time with him, amen, to hear his voice clearly. I'll get the scripture there pretty soon. My sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger, they won't follow. What would happen if health become would sickness and disease become a stranger to you? And health become your friend. And Revelation will do that. Even though the attack might be on, but it ain't gonna build no rack here. You can attack, but we ain't building no rack because you ain't staying here long. Because I know the truth, you see. Let me read this to you, these two to you, and then I'm gonna give you some principle. Once you begin to hear the voice of help personally, the doors of help will begin to open. And health wisdom will begin to flow. I need to read that 9 times. To the second hour. Once you begin to hear, not the word, the voice. The voice is in the word. But if the word come without an anointing, it cannot open the voice up. So we didn't come here tonight for a Bible reading. Revelation need to come out. Your spirit can receive it. You should be in a new position after you leave here tonight. I'm going to stay here until I hear his voice. He'll speak. Oh, my. Every time. Yeah, if you spend time with him, he'll speak. And then you have to be in tune enough to recognize he don't speak like a man. So you might not recognize, if you're not in the spirit, you're not going to recognize what he's saying to you because you're trying to give him some geometry or something. Some of your college education, that ain't nothing to do with this. He going to tell you something that blow your mind because your mind might be in the way. Now, I'm proud to believe because I got so many people in your love God and online love God. God already told you about your health. His voice didn't come to you about your health. But there are so many other so-called voices. When really there's only one voice. The other people just talking. And they can talk too. Yeah, they got the answer for everything. All right, I'll give you one more I want you to have. The voice of health. Say the voice of health.
The voice of health.
All right. Will reveal the Holy Spirit seals of help. So now we're talking about being sealed in help. No matter what come. Now, if another pandemic come, you already sealed. That's Acts 10:38. Okay. Let's go back now. Let me give you a principle, then I'll read a scripture to show it to you. Listen very carefully. Help is a part of your resurrected life. You heard that? Health is a part of my resurrected life. Your resurrected life when you became regenerated, when you became a child of God. Health came in with it. That's why the Bible says the thief come not but what? To steal, kill, and destroy. He know who you are. But Jesus said, I am come. Now, just that one voice can run all sickness and disease out. The thief comes up and steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I don't pay no attention to them. I come that you might have life. You might have it more healthy. Otherwise, Jesus said, what I am to do cannot stop my I am-ness. I am your help. So you're not going to let feeling or doctrine or anything else tell you can't be healthy no more. Watch what you're looking at. Watch what you're thinking. Watch what you're saying. Watch who's talking to you. So health is a part of your resurrected life. Galatians 2:20 now. I'm crucified with Christ. That means, now what is verse going to tell you? I'm crucified with him and I'm resurrected with him also. See? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Get out the way. But Christ lives in me. Christ lives in my body. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now you got to hear his voice in there. I do not frustrate the grace of God. The next verse said, first part, I do not frustrate the grace of God. So here we're talking about health. We talk about the health covenant. We talk about health now is a part of your resurrected life. But you got to hear a voice to partake of it. You can't partake of it. You know, the Bible says, so the faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word of God mean you hear his voice. Not just hearing my voice or some other preacher you watch on TV. You got to know how to hear his voice yourself. Are you following me? Rhema. You don't know what a rhema word is, a live word, right?
Yes,
it's a word, I think John 6:63 speak to it. It's a word spoken directly to you. Sometime he'll call your name. All right, now watch this. But I got another one. I skipped this one. I don't want to skip this one. The storms of sickness and diseases must come to a stop now in the church. Turn to Isaiah 10:27. By a strong health anointing. Let me give it again now. I want you to catch it because I want you, the storms of sickness and diseases must come to a stop now by a strong health anointing. And look at Isaiah 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing. You see, when you hear his voice, the anointing increase.
Yes, sir.
And then your body gets in the presence of God. When you hear his voice, your body, all the part of you, go into his presence. So, we are saying, when you hear his voice, the voice of health, you wear a health anointing. You heard that?
Yes.
Because you're a child of God. So now, my brothers and sisters, we have no respect of no sickness and no disease. Revelation have no respect. The anointing have no respect. You look throughout the gospel, blind, whatever it is, dead, whatever it is, Jesus just wipe it all out.
Yes, sir.
The Bible talks about the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead to dwell in you. So, if it raised Jesus from the dead, it's going to raise you from diabetes.
Come on. Say that. Yes, sir.
But a voice does something else. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The voice does something else. A voice gives you specific direction.
Yes. Right.
And if you don't follow the direction, you won't have the protection.
Wow.
So God will say something, you God say, don't do that. Do that. But I lack it so much, Lord. Lord, I remember one time they had a conference going on. They had seven men talking about about five men and one woman talking about health. And they had some people out in the audience asking questions. And one of the men asked a question, but he was kind of compromised. He asked a question, you know, and he wanted to do it his own way, but he's just asking a question, just to ask a question. The man turned who was to answer the question. See, I don't mess with people like that. Go to him. He said, I ain't going to mess with him. Because he knew what he was. He was just questioning, but he wasn't willing to do it. He wasn't willing to change. So the man said, I ain't got time for that. I've been studying too long for this. Y'all take him. You know God the same way? If you're not going to trust him, he got you here for a reason tonight. Rhema health faith must rise in the body of Christ. We looked at John 6:63, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
The word that I speak to you, the spirit and life. Look at Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. So we found out now satanic sickness and disease is satanic oppression. But Jesus, he healed them all, didn't he?
Yes.
So if I say, all of y'all healed right now, why would you exclude yourself? He said he healed them all. He asked what you're dealing with and how long you've been dealing with it. God don't have to ask that. It's your doctor got to ask that, but God don't have to ask you what you're dealing with. He already know what you're dealing with. And God does not have to give you a prescription. God said, let's do it right now. Rise, take up your bed and walk. The man got him walk. That's the position we're in. And by knowing how to hear the voice of health. Because see, the voice of healing couldn't take us to hell. Because if you didn't know the voice of health, Satan just come take it back after a while. You might get a miracle and three weeks is gone. But if you can hear the voice of health, you know it permanent. You can't come back no more. Not here anyway. Rhema health faith must rise in the body of Christ. Turn to Matthew 9:20. Matthew 9:20. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
So all this entertainment, ooh. Ain't gonna get it, man. I saw a guy, that guy holler so much, man, I had to get about my seat. I said, Jesus Christ. He could, and then I thought he had done his best hoop, but then he laid back and went, wasn't saying nothing. Jesus Christ. How long you been dealing with it? Hearing his voice. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Now watch what he said to her in verse 21. Give me verse 21. 9:20. 21 now. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole, right? All right, the next verse. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, I made you whole. You see that? In other words, God, Jesus, can't make you whole without the right kind of faith. So what Satan wants the church to have is fake faith. Never heard nothing. but words. Never heard the voice. Never had a personal encounter with God about your situation. No sickness, no disease, no report in here is too hard, too bad for God to control. Wipe it out. You got to have your mind on miracle faith. Are you hearing me? Now we come down a long train, a trail in the church of getting by. Prophetically tonight, the Lord is speaking to you that he wants you to go to down a new territory. And I know God backed me up. He's going to speak to all of y'all about your situation. You can be reading your Bible and all of a sudden they're going to jump out and slap you. Yeah, I am. Now, do you want to do this or what? But I believe in the name of Jesus, I believe everybody's going to get the answer. Listen, I don't need to know the analysis or whatever, what do you call it? I don't need to know that. I don't even know how bad it is. I know how bad this word is. You know, and I'm talking street talk now, you know. My goodness. Let's see now, Lord. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you a principle, and I'm going to show you a scripture. Now, you know the scripture, but this principle is going to make it different, all right? Revelation of blood help cannot be stopped. Revelation of blood help, Jesus' blood, can't be stopped. That's Galatians 3:13-14. Look at it. Can't be stopped. Christ has redeemed us. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see that? Being made a curse for us is written for a curse of everyone hanging on a tree. Now watch this next verse, though. I always see the next verse. That the blessing of Abraham might through Jesus Christ, that we might receive, might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And you might not receive it if you don't spend time enough with God to hear what God, listen to me, saying about your situation. Now, in my studies as a pioneer and a pace setter and a pass finder, I got to go in there and cut down trees and come back and put the tree up. But I don't mind. I don't mind. But you got to be mature to do this because if you're a people pleaser, you're not going to ever be able to get where God wants you to get. So that's why I don't want a little rookie preacher come tell me about he's an apostle. You got to have someone. You got to have someone in your belt to be a pioneer, because a pioneer has no shame. Because he's aiming, or she's aiming, to do what God wants him to do, because God bringing his people to another realm. And right up here tonight, I don't know how much y'all taking this. I don't know. I don't care what you feel. I ain't asking about no feeling. I just want to know if you're paying attention. Because you're not going to your grave with that. Not in this kind of teaching. Not in this kind of teaching. The Holy Spirit is here. Angels are listening. They're here because their assignment is to help revelation. Angels are going to begin to help you. You can have visitation. Are you hearing me? What we're doing, we're coming out of the hole, baby. We're coming out. We ain't going to just talk about it. We're going to walk it. If you're sitting here tonight doubting and thinking about how long you've been taking your pills, that's all right. Take them. But take this too. And see what's going to happen.
Yes,
and don't be discouraged because it doesn't happen next week. You got to let it happen tonight.
Yes,
see, it got to happen in faith, not feeling. Now, don't ever let man be the last reporter on your health. That's one of our problems. We look to man so much. Man don't know everything. When it come down to God, man's stupid. Because God's so smart. Did I go to the 22nd verse? I think I did, huh? Did we go to Matthew 9, 22nd? Did I go there? Did we go there? All right, so now we're in Galatians 3:13, right? Revelation of blood hell cannot be stopped. Man, you write down Revelation, 5:12. Now you remember John out on the Isle of Patmos in the first chapter of Revelation? John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard.
Yep.
See, you can't hear the voice of God in the flesh. That's why we charge this church up before we have service, that the intercessors here praying, getting it ready, so this church won't be in the flesh, this building won't be in the flesh. The atmosphere is in the supernatural. And I can feel it. I wouldn't want to come here without prayer. Because, you know, won't y'all be flesh just sitting there looking at me? I need some anointing up here to help. Help me get this out. All right, let's get this principle. Rolling the stones, plural, of doubt and unbelief out of the way now. Mark 9:23. I think it says, if thou can believe, all things are possible. What? To him that believeth? So listen to the principle again now. Rolling the stones of doubt and unbelief out of the way now by Mark 9:23. I appreciate this woman. God gave me this one, this principle. It's actually from Hebrews 11:6. If you turn there, God says, God wants you to see your health as a reward from him. God wants you to see your health as a reward for him. But you can't see it. Look at Hebrews 11:6. You won't be able to see it. You won't be able to see it. If you just look at the facts, look at feeling, look at the report. No, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, or he that receiveth from God, must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder, that is, rewarder of them that did it to seek him. You all love God too much to be sick. See what I'm saying? And we got clean living in this church. Holy men, holy women. We're not perfect, but I mean, you got people aiming to do what's right. So we shouldn't be sick. We shouldn't be broke. We shouldn't be mad about what somebody else got. Because you can have what you want. Shouldn't be worried about no sale. What on sale? That's what you go buy what on sale. And I ain't looking for no sale. What on sale? You've been around me long enough. The Lord said, he told Abraham, what on you, I'll put on them. That's a little side, Jenny, you ought to hear. God wants you to see your health as a reward. As a reward from him. Isn't that something? And that voice answers, well, fine, Hebrews 11:6. By the faith, you see. He's a rewarder of them that did it to seek him. See. Now, you don't want to go to God, get what you want, just leave. I found out a long time ago, you can't pimp God. You know, come out like you love me. I love you, Lord. Then they get the house, and you can't leave the house to come to church. You love that house so much. taking the blood route of hell. Through badly set traffic. Through badly, the system got a traffic. They got to set up to trap you. Commercials, pharmaceuticals, doctors who just working to be a doctor but not really understanding that you don't have to be cut on or take 19 medicine the rest of your life. You ever told a doc, I don't believe I need to take that? I don't want it. Some of y'all are scared now. Y'all so scared, you grab and hold on to your prayer. Oh. I'm just telling you, you know. I'm just telling you. I ain't telling you to do nothing stupid, but I'm just telling you. You got to take care of your own body. And you got to read and study and find out what makes my body flow. See? I remember my wife and I go to the store and get up to the corner and had to take some stuff back. I don't know if you ever experienced that. We'd put too much in the basket for where we were. So me and my wife was in there. She said, take this back. We don't really have to have this. Take this back. Try to get it down to what we had in our pocket. So I'm sure not going to hide when now I can have a shelf. I'm going to tell you about it. Glory to God. God is a good God. You know what I'm saying? Good God. See, I don't believe in hiding things from you. See. So when we talk about taking the blood route of health through badly set traffic, 1 Corinthians 6:19, let's look at it right quick. I'm going to close in a minute. 1 Corinthians 6:19. It's powerful. Taking the blood route. I said, what kind of route?
Blood.
Of health. I never heard of no blood right of hell. You ever heard of that?
No, sir.
Blood route of hell to badly set traffic. Ooh, you understand that? Badly set traffic. You got traffic, traps. You a child of God. You got resurrection power on the inside of you and the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Huh? And God didn't give you the word with your spirit and life. Huh? I'll start talking to you a few minutes, but don't get discouraged. It don't matter how long it takes. You just stay in faith. Don't go to feeling sorry for yourself. What? No, you not. That your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, in your body, what you have of God, and you are not your own. Go to 24. Now, what? Look at the 24. Said, I want you to hear his voice tonight. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. God, this is your body. I need some help. See, you can talk to him like that. I need some help. The enemy is trying to destroy your body. But this is your body. Talk to him. And I wrote in this principle 8, I wrote, this health raping must be stopped by God's children walking in the fullness of their divine nature and supernatural covenant. I want you to get this. This health raping must be stopped by God's children walking in the fullness of their divine nature and supernatural covenant. I'll read it again. This health raping, and there's been more raping going on in the church than anywhere else. This health raping must be stopped by God's children walking in the fullness of their divine nature and supernatural covenant. 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm not going to read it, 1 through 10. Talk about the divine nature, talk about what to add to your faith. So then I got two on my clothes. I got two more. I've got a question here now, and I'm going to get a scripture with it. How many of you are ready to walk in and enforce the Father's original plan.
Yes.
You know, the Father's original plan for you to be healthy, you know, right?
Yes.
So he told me, ask, how many of you, then show you a scripture. I'll show you a scripture that's going to address it. How many of you are ready to walk in and enforce the Father's original plan? Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 and 6. Call on me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty thing, which thou knowest not. I want you to do that, yeah? Look at the sixth verse now. Show me the sixth verse. Behold, oh man, I will bring it help and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Oh, my. Now, I want to run you through some scriptures in this last one, so get ready to use your Bible. What happened to help when God's word become the voice of help? Turn to Matthew 4:4 right quick. Let's go over it again. Matthew 4:4. Let me go into another scripture. What happens to our help when God's word becomes the voice of help to us? But he answered it, written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got that right? All right, John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you, right? Y'all still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see, John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, right? John 1:14. John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. All right. John 10:27. John 10:27. Now notice what it didn't say. My sheep hear my word. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. And he said, the voice of a stranger will not follow. Sickness and disease is the voice of a stranger.
Yes.
Then you got John 6:63 again. Talk about the spirit and life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Not the person sitting next to you. The words I speak to you. John 10:4-5. John 10:4. I just want to spit these scriptures out to you. And when he put it for his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they what?
Know his voice.
Not know his word, know his voice. Know his voice. You got to spend enough time until the voice come out. Got it? Verse 5. And a stranger, see, sickness and disease is a stranger. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of stranger. No, I don't supposed to have this. And y'all stop talking about that generational stuff. The genes and all that stuff. And God ain't got no respect for no gene. And that's what Satan gonna use to make you carry it because Aunt So-So and had it. You're not Aunt So-So. Psalm 107:20. Psalm 107:20. I'm gonna close. So why majority of the body cry not healing if he sent his word and heal them and deliver them from their destruction? Why not? Because the revelation, the prophetic revelation you've received tonight is you have to stay with it till you hear his voice personally for you. Once you hear it, it's over. So now, what Satan have done is try to use scriptures to get the job done. Got us using scriptures, but we never heard the voice. I hope y'all see how important this is. Because if you don't hear the voice, doubt going to creep in. But when you hear the voice, doubt can't come in. See, when you hear the voice, it locked the door on doubt. It can't come in because you heard God for yourself. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And what I was telling you, look at Matthew 8:8. The centurion answered and said to him, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. Look what he said. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And then, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 1 is telling you how to hear the voice, 10 and through 12. Revelation 1:10. You can hear the word, but to hear the voice, you must be in the spirit. You can hear the word, but to hear the voice, you must be in the spirit. See, we're talking about the word of God and the voice of God. The voice of God is in the word of God, but it got to come out in the spirit. How many got it? See. So now you who are here and online gonna listen different. And you're going to tell when garbage is coming out of the pulpit. And you're going to shut it off. See. Or that YouTube preacher. And getting all of your flesh and they ain't telling you nothing. You change channel. All right. Now, Revelation 1. I was in the spirit of the Lord day. See, it's telling you here, John, telling you how he heard. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And heard behind me a great voice. See, he heard the voice as of a trumpet. Go to the next verse right quick. Saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. That's everything. First and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, what thou seest now. You see when you hear, the next thing you're going to do is see. So when you hear the voice of God, you see your body healthy. So all them lies that come up, yes, them different reading and your blood pressure high, no, you don't. You're coming back down. But at the same time, comportale sachi vita romanta. At the same time, you're listening for instruction, what you're supposed to do. Now, I tell you right now, God is not going to do it all. Because if he do, Satan can charge him with breaking the law. He got to have somebody with faith. Yes. And he take that faith and make it happen. Yes. That's why Ephesians 4:11-16, I'm bringing the church back to that because y'all depending on somebody else to do it for you. Yes. Some spiritual person like you not spiritual.
Right.
Get in the mirror and pray for yourself. Lay your hand on your head. And call your first name. Say, you heal, God dog it. In Jesus' name. So let's read one scripture and close. You can hear the word, but to hear the voice, you must be in the spirit. You got that right? You can hear the word, but to hear the voice, see the word. Now, the voice is in the word. But you got to hear the voice because it become yours. Now, James 1:22, we're reading close. Before you can get ready to come. James 1:22. I'm going to read three verses. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Give me the next verse. For if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. Now, I'm telling you, all my years of experience, if you just hear the word, you're not going to do it. I mean, you know, you'd be happy about it, and that thing is good scripture and all that. But you got to hear the voice. Do y'all see the difference?
Yes.
Hearing the word, hearing the voice. So the voice is a direct conversation between you and God about your situation.
Yes.
See, and God will take all that sorrow out of you. Why me? See, why me? Why did this happen to me, Lord? I've been doing. Just don't worry about that. Just get him off you. Give me the next verse there, and I'm gonna close. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man is. See if you don't hear the voice. Next verse, close 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed, because this man or this woman heard the voice of God. They heard the voice of help. All right. Now y'all go and do that. Pay attention.